Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel. She's in the chat pack.
Good morning,
my other Angel.
Oh, that's great to hear, Angel's with us this morning.
She's already got it going.
It's a beautiful day, 58. It's really strange. I love this weather. I mean, it just feels good, like all of a sudden it dropped off. So, 58, in the downtown studios right now at this, 7:06 time here on the beautiful 4th of September and partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 61. We're gonna be highs of around 90 today. I think we should do a little bit of a shout out, but first, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our expert, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. While major averages are positive ahead of the Syria vote, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 28 points at 14,864. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 1644. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 20 points at 3,633. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Nokia up a dime at $5.22, JCPenney positive 66 cents, trading at $13.38, Ford up 39 cents at $16.73. Turning to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 26 cents at $79.37, Pacific Gas and Electric off 7 cents at $40.94, AT&T positive 9 cents at $33.40. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is unchanged at 2.86%. For commodities, gold is down $18 an ounce at $1,393. Silver off 89 cents at $23. Crude oil down $1.29, trading at $107 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much for that update. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the latest updates of what's happening in Wall Street. You know, you need to get in touch with them because the Syria caper going on, you can't tell what Wall Street's going to do. Hey, Bad Bob, good morning to you.
And howdy.
How are you this morning?
Doing well. Getting ready for an upcoming road trip. Next week I will be up in coastal. Actually, my wife will be up in coastal Oregon, and I'll be along for the trip.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you have breakfast this morning?
Did I have breakfast? Whole wheat with peanut butter on it counts, yes.
Well, my bride said, would you like to have breakfast this week? She said, what would you like to have for breakfast this
morning,
honey?
Women are going to get this, okay.
And I said, well, I said, can I have some of that cardboard cereal and some milk on it? And she says, absolutely. So, boy, she comes back in a few minutes later and here's my cereal and
by the way, I'm making a trip to the other side of the house to come back.
She kisses my forehead and says, here, enjoy. And I go, well, thank you very much. And then she leaves and she comes back 2 minutes later and she's got a plate with scrambled eggs, tomatoes.
Well, that's what I wanted.
And orange juice. And I looked at it.
I asked you what you wanted.
She asked me, what did you want? And I said, well, you know, just cereal. And she goes, oh, okay. Never once did it ever dawn on me that she could have said, hey, would you like to have some eggs with me?
Well, I didn't know when I went back there. I was half asleep, but I was trying to serve you. Was that nice? Let's thank
it
you.
Was.
Thank
it
you
was.
For that.
Did I give you a big thank you? And then I looked over there and watched Elk Killer beg for eggs.
Well, that's our morning, anyway. Our morning shtick, if you will. When we come back, we want to share with you a place that we went to yesterday and people who are using their passion to be able to, you know, with business, but also serving. And we also have, we're going to share that story when we get back. So hang in there. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy, you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sherry Silk, inviting you to join me and my husband Danny for our program Loving on Purpose, Sundays at KCNR Community Talk Radio from noon to 1. We talk about relationships, parenting, and more every week.
Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us. It's Loving on Purpose, Sundays from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's Wednesday, September the 4th. Carl and the Bot, good morning. 58 degrees right now. It's going to get up to around 98. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. And we're going to start needing that coffee again. Is it cool in the morning? And the barista does make it a great cup of coffee, any type you want, lattes, anything. They're very knowledgeable, and the cost of this coffee is not an arm or a leg. Walk next door and enjoy the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, which brings us to today's activities with veterans. They're having a Veterans Appreciation Day at Shasta College today, sponsored by the Shasta College Veterans Club. This free event begins at 9 a.m. in the campus quad area. They're going to have the posting of the colors will be held at 9:30 a.m. and a free hot dog barbecue starts at 11 a.m. Additional information can be obtained by calling 223-3211.
Yesterday we received an email from a gal by the name of Beverly Mills. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Beverly Mills. First of all, she was saying, I hope you can make it tonight. Well, last night they had a soft grand opening, you know, with the Chamber of Commerce and the ribbon cutting for a brand new restaurant walk-in. It's called Jersey Mike's Subs. And these people, Mike, Bev, and Sarah Mills, are the owners. And they have employed 21 employees, okay? They have given out 9,000 of these cards. We want to first of all just do a shout out because it is a beautiful, you know, inspirational story about how they had to go through the hardships of yet again, going through city ordinances and what they had to do in order to open their doors. Took a lot longer than they thought, with fees a lot higher than they had anticipated.
Surprise, surprise.
And they are opening another store in Chico. They've already opened in Danville. And so, again, they're opening these Jersey Mike's Subway stores. And really, we're very, very, very excited for them. So a shout-out, because in these times, entrepreneurs, people who care, and something that they're doing that's extraordinarily special – that yeah. touched us last night.
Yeah, they wanted to be associated with a nonprofit or that could help people, and they chose Homeward Bound, which is based right here in Reading. Started out by Rob Burrows, and what it does is it helps veterans who are on their way back here, that they've gotten out of the service and they need help. Help getting into an apartment, maybe getting their electricity turned on because you need a certain amount of money or references. Helping people just make that transition with Homeward Bound. Well, what the Jersey Mike and Bev and Mike and Sarah have done is, for the next 4 days from today through the 8th, we have a number of cards up here which will get you a free regular sub sandwich there. Only thing they're asking is that you give at least a dollar donation.
Or more.
Depending on a minimum of a dollar, but of course much, you know, more if you can do it, with a minimum $1 donation to Homeward Bound right there in the store. So you have these cards, and we have cards to give out. We've probably got like 10 of them. So you can get a sandwich, which is worth more than that, of course. And they have just great
regular sub.
Yeah, regular subs, great sandwiches there. But it's free, but a donation of at least a dollar is called for to get the sandwich, and the donations all go to Homeward Bound.
So this is, I think, you know, kind of putting your money where your mouth is. They've come in to the Reading area, and you know, we know that, you know, from their history that they have had other businesses here, but this is a brand new introductory Jersey Mike's, you know, into the area. Different kind of Subway sandwich, and it's from the East Coast. Very, very popular on the East Coast. It's been over there for over 50 years. So what we're going to do is give you two of these this morning. Please give us a call. And like I said, you know, you go into, and then, let me tell you where Jersey Mike's is. It's up by, Trader Joe's. It's right next to the AT&T store. So when you go up into the Trader Joe's area, it's that little strip mall right there. So, and you can't miss it. It's brand new. It's kind of across from Famous Dave's in that area.
We're giving away six of these. And so we'll give them away two at a time. Two at a time. So just call us at 605-4567. It's a free regular sub, but you need to make at least a dollar donation, and they have the donation can right there for Homeward Bound, a local veterans assistance group that help our veterans that are coming back right here into Reading, into Shasta County.
Very happy that they have opened. And again, they are employing 21 people. We saw them last night. Chamber of Commerce was there. They took pictures and all that good stuff. Well, so congratulations, and hope you guys walk through the doors and embrace them. Tell me you heard it here, because we came last night, and it was just lovely. I mean, we went last night, so.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, how the movement to secede from the state of California is picking up speed in Siskiyou County. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about a new point of view from an editorial in the Record Searchlight concerning this. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. September the 4th, Wednesday, KCNR 1460. It is 7:23 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. Locally owned, family operated, all employee safety training, service oriented. You know what? They want your business and they will go the extra mile. 365-3793. 365-3793 is our phone number. Shasta Gas Propane. All right. The seceding from the state of California has taken another step forward in the county of Siskiyou. Last night, the supervisors voted to support a split from California. Yahoo! Why am I yahooing? Because it brings attention to the problems we face in the North State. The people in the South and in Central California have no concept of what's going up here. Talk to Brian Daly. Brian said that he's got people there who have never been north of Sacramento that are making decisions for us up here. Not only that, we have a bunch of unnamed, unfaced bureaucrats making huge decisions for the people in the North State that we don't know. We can't do anything about it because who are they? And, you know, a perfect example is even though it's not with closing the trails in the forest. Now, it may not have been a state one, but we have other decisions like that are being made. And so what Siskiyou County says is, you know what, there's a non-interest in our issues of timber, water, agriculture, continued limiting of the Second Amendment, through feel-good laws, with the argument that Northern California receives more than it gives is specious at best because we're playing under their rules. Now, the Record Searchlight today said, you know, the chance of this happening is nil, but it's not going to go away. Now, where they blame it on Tea Partiers, which is ridiculous, because while Tea Party may have something to do with it, it takes more than just the Tea Party to get this thing going like this. Dan Statham, who has got an organization that's going statewide, is not considered a Tea Party, I don't believe. President of the California Broadcasters Association. But the bottom line is this, and this is what, and this is where the Record Searchlight gets it right, is there are reasons that people are upset about the way we're treated by Sacramento. They don't care. They don't care about agriculture. They don't care about ranching. They care about the water. They don't care about the logging industry. We keep getting these laws. We keep trying to pass things to, eliminate people from fishing and hunting and shooting. So why not, you know, why not rattle the cage we're in? Why not make a sound? Why don't we fight it? Don't go into the night softly. We can just sit there and let them just legislate us out of our homes, our ranches, and the things that we enjoy, the things that we believe in.
Our water.
Our water, but that's just part of it. Because they can get the water if they force everybody out through different types of legislation. So what the North is doing and what other people ought to think about doing is, hey, this is enough. You know, you're going to become a laughingstock. No, they're destroying our way of life. And this is where Bruce got it right in Record Searchlight. We need to make noise about this to get the attention of the legislature. It says, well, maybe we ought to pay a little bit more attention and do what's right for everybody and not just the people in L.A. or San Francisco or in the barrio someplace. Think of us as California citizens. I know it's going to be hard. Think of the Northern California state up here, the counties up here as California citizens and not just some kind of natural resource to be taken advantage of.
Well, you know,
keep going, Siskiyou County.
This is an interesting topic because with Stan, when we were talking about the two states, the way that he had it divided in his movement is somewhat different. It really is across the San Andreas fault line. However, you know, for instance, last night, while we attended this grand opening, I was having a conversation, and I'm sure we've all had this conversation around what constitutes Northern California. Where do you think it begins? Because I know that since I've moved up here, this is Northern California. When I grew up in Sacramento, I thought it was Northern California. But I'm starting to feel like, is that Central California? This is Northern California.
Yeah. To me, it's north of Sacramento.
Yeah.
As soon as you cross the river past the airport.
But
that
she
to me,
say,
it should be that, but it ends somewhere close to the coast over there.
Well, I think if there's any squabbling and if there was ever any kind of, we got close to it, it would be like, well, I live on this side of the line. Why should I be considered then a Southern Californian and not a Northern California? If they ever do come up with some kind of line that constitutes two states.
I don't know, Bob, what do you consider yourself, Northern California or Southern California? Does it make any difference?
Absolutely Northern California. They forget down there and under the Golden Dome that there's an area the size of Ohio between the Sacramento city limits and the Oregon border. And they neglect it.
They haven't even been here. That's the thing that's scary. Yeah. They've never been north of Sacramento because they don't really care. What's up there? Well, there's not a lot of votes. And just the last thing on this is, and with the electoral college system that we have, our votes don't count for president. We could have, you could have you could have a 51-49 vote, and we're the 49 vote percentage. None of our votes count. And then our representatives, Brian Daly and Jim Nielsen, try to get a bill out of committee. It doesn't happen. Or they change the bills that they voted on. So maybe we need to make a noise, you know, make a ruckus so that people will look up here and say, what's wrong with you people? Why are you so unhappy? Maybe it's because we don't feel like we're being represented in our own state that we pay taxes in. And you can talk about, oh, there's more that comes back here than we give. But there's a lot of us that pay a lot of taxes that go to our state here. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk some good news here. We got a good show. It was Catalyst will be here with
Rachel.
Their talking about TEDx and all these great things that are happening. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, Ted Leidy. We're talking about the latest in gun laws, but keeping yourself safe in this type of in this year when we're releasing more prisoners, 10,000 more. We'll be right back after these messages.
from the Fox Business Network. Stocks are modestly higher ahead of a Senate committee vote on a resolution supporting U.S. military force in Syria. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 20 points. Meanwhile, the trade deficit for July widened to $39.15 billion as companies exported fewer goods and imported a record number of foreign-made autos. Analysts were expecting the deficit to increase to $38.7 billion. June's trade balance was revised higher to $34.54 billion from $34.2. And automakers are reporting their August sales numbers today. J.D. Power says the figure could top $36 billion, with overall sales up 12% to nearly 1.5 million this August. Chrysler says its sales rose 12% last month compared to a year ago. The estimate was for a rise of 13.2%, and July brought in an 11% rise. Ford says its sales also climbed 12%, beating the estimate for 10%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
High school football kicks off this Friday night right here on KCNR 1460. Join me, Nate Abarea, as the Shasta Wolves take on the West Valley Eagles from historic Thompson Field in Redding. Tune your radios to 1460 AM with the hard-hitting action beginning at 7:05. It's the debut of Friday Night Football, the Shasta Wolves and the West Valley Eagles on Redding's new home for high school football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Danuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
And by the way, it is 60 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have temperatures high 90 and sunny today, and our low is going to get down to 61, partly cloudy tonight. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget they've got great food and wine tasting. And we want to keep pushing the October 4th winemaker's dinner. So give them a call at 474-5546. That's Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service first and quality you can count on. Totally professional. Great people. They take care of you like your family. You give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Every job they install has an optional 10-year parts and labor warranty available. Operated by Martin Graff, second generation of doing heating and cooling with over 25 years of experience. Okay, a bunch of things going on, but let's start with our guest.
Rachel Hatch is here with our catalyst organization, and we're going to be talking about the TEDx Reading that's happening. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
This event is a growing by leaps and bounds. People are fascinated. So begin, tell our listeners what TEDx Reading is all about.
So the basic of it is that big ideas don't have to be confined to big cities. So, you know, just because Reading has about 90,000 people doesn't mean that we don't actually have really interesting people here that are doing interesting things. So this is an event intended to invite people from all different, you know, walks of life and interests to come together. So TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. Everyone asks, like, who's TED? And it's, no, okay, so this is the acronym for Technology, Entertainment, and Design.
That was a bad movie with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. Okay. Yeah. but it actually goes much broader than that. So when we have our event on this Saturday already, September 7th, we'll bring together people who are entrepreneurs, who are artists, musicians, people who study the natural world to see what we can learn from that, social media people, and so on, just to say, what's your idea worth spreading that you want to share with our local community?
All right. So it's the Cascade Theater on, of course, this Saturday from 2 to 5. So if you have other events to go to over the weekend, this is a great time to walk in or get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. There's also a reception afterwards, of course. The Catalyst, you guys are doing wonderful things to bring, like you said, fresh ideas to, you know, the growing North State. We can't keep stale. We have to think about how to be innovative. The world around us is changing quickly. Sometimes it's a little scary.
Yep.
But what do we do to keep ourselves empowered, strong, moving forward?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to have our storefronts closed up and be this bankrupt town. We want to see it flourish and be alive. For instance, what kind of speakers do we have this evening? This particular night, this Saturday.
So we have somebody who's going to be talking about entrepreneurship in rural areas. In particular, this is a guy named Andy Stoll who studies, you know, small communities, rural communities. He actually comes from the so-called Silicon Prairie, like a play on Silicon Valley, but in the Midwestern states where there's a huge tech entrepreneurship boom right now. And he's going to share with us what are some of the lessons that we can actually learn, a community like Reading can learn from that kind of a place. We have a cartoonist from The New Yorker who's going to come and talk about the creative process and how you can actually learn about the discipline that you can apply in business from that process. Somebody who's going to be talking about the internet and privacy, which is a hot topic right now. You know, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening in tech, but it's not all good, right? So we need to actually be thinking critically about what are the concerns about the, you know, think people who are tracking you online, for instance.
Wow.
So he's going to share some thoughts about that.
Think logically about who we elect the next time's around.
That helps. Yeah.
really?
And we also, we've got, you know, some others that are just going to be really fun and light. So there's a gal who's done some analysis on how sitting is the new smoking of our generation. In the sense that so many people sit behind a desk for 12 hours a day or 8 hours a day on their computers. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like an epidemic that's gone unrecognized. So she has just an idea we're spreading around doing. If you have to take a meeting with someone, go for a walking meeting. It transforms your life.
Wow.
So some stuff that's really applicable.
I think it's one of the first, like it's going to be like a Betty Ford Center. It's to get people off their get off their social media device, whatever it is, whether it's a phone, an iPad, a computer, whatever it is to get people off. People are addicted to it at this point, which is causing health problems. So they're starting to have treatment centers for these people.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. And it is. I really, you know, so that's interesting. Get people off their behinds and how, you know, it's those little things.
It's little things.
It's,
yeah.
And it's expanding your brain to think about, oh, if I could just, you know, there's probably so much information that happens in these 3 hours from 2 to 5 on Saturday that if you walk away with one or two things that help you implement changes in
exactly.
your life,
mm-hmm.
Broaden your perspective. You know, we have a tendency, I don't know if it's the nature of the human being or what it is, where we can, if you don't push your brain out, it'll get stale and narrow.
Yep. Yep.
So you've got to keep the exercise. You've got to keep exercising your brain, just like you got to keep
right.
exercising
this is like food for your brain or exercise for your brain. Yep. Yep. And you were mentioning about things getting stale. One of the things that we're experimenting with is we're going to have a 3D printing demo at the event. So a lot of people have heard of 3D printing. So it's not, you know, two-dimensional printing like on a piece of paper, but it's where you actually can fabricate a three-dimensional object off of a desktop-like printer. And some people are talking about this as the future of manufacturing. So we're interested in exposing people to it just to say, you know, what is this technology and what can we learn from it?
We're going to take a break, but that 3D technology you're talking about caused, it hit the papers and the news extremely, a big splash when this self-styled anarchist built a gun.
Right, printable weapons.
He could build a working pistol. I think it was a pistol.
Yep.
By using 3D technology and what you're talking about.
Right.
Here.
For better and worse.
That's
yeah.
right. Using plastic and other parts there. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Rachel Hatch from Catalyst. We've given away two more tickets for, Jersey Mike's and, these are for free sandwiches. It's free, but then you get to make a minimum $1 donation that goes to Homeward Bound, a local organization that helps, veterans when they come back home. It's got to be used between today and the 8th. So we'll be right back after these messages.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 7:45 in the morning, September the 4th. It's 58 degrees out there, going up to 98. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln dealership. It's your neighbors giving you great deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs, whether they're new or previously owned. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Redding Crown Motors. I'd like to remind everybody we just got everything signed and decided, and we're going to start broadcasting high school football on KCNR 1460 beginning this Friday with Shasta High School and West Valley. It's going to be a great game, and we cut our teeth on the Colt 45s during the summer, and now we're ready for high school football. Yeah, we're going to have Nate Abrazar will be there.
That's right.
Messed his name up, but Nate knows who he is.
Abrea.
That's right. And Nate does a great job, a graduate of Humboldt University. These are going to be great games during the season. We're going to go for the whole season. Try and get Riverbone or get it all in there for our listeners. So that's going to start this Friday at 6 p.m.
Our guest today, Rachel Hatch, in this segment of the show, we're talking about the TEDx Reading at the Cascade Theater. I love what this is. Map the connections between ideas that matter. Join us for a curated afternoon of short, carefully prepared talks on a wide range of topics. I love that. It seems like you've been able to, fashion this, event that you've had these in the past, but you've got new speakers with topics that are interesting, but they're not these where people speak in a monotone and you fall asleep after 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You're getting information. It's coming to you fast. It's interesting. It's like next. I mean, you're there before you know it. Bob's been to one before, right, Bob?
The one with the canned episodes from, over at the city library, and we absolutely enjoyed it.
There you go. So, you know, there's a testimony of what it's
like. A lot of people have enjoyed this.
This is at the Cascade Theater from 2 to 5 this Saturday.
Yep. And like you were saying, short format, so 18 minutes or less per talk or performance. We're also going to have some live music. So Shasta Taiko, I don't know if you two have heard them. They're the Japanese drummers that are up in Mount Shasta. Pretty amazing bunch. And then there's also Tracy Manuel, who's this rising singer-songwriter. She's only 20. She grew up, 2 miles from the Cascade Theater where the event's going to be happening. And she plays with the Jim Dyer Band, if you've heard them recently.
Oh, cool, yes.
We know
Jim.
She's pretty incredible. So she's going to be another one of our kind of musical contributions. So, technology is one of the focus areas, but there's also the arts and a whole bunch of others.
How videos go viral.
Yeah, that one is by a guy who's actually working for
Kevin Alakoa.
This is going to be a pre-recorded talk. He's a trends manager for YouTube. So his question is, what is it that causes some videos to go from one view to 10 million views overnight? And so he's kind of broken it down into a formula, and I think it's reapplicable to some different local businesses.
If it involves a cat, a automatic vacuum cleaner, and some guy getting hit below the belt, it's a guaranteed hit.
No, we've got right here in Reading, the guy that staggers up drunkenly and picks up a rock and tries to throw it through R&R Meats, bounces back, falls over, right, and then gets up and waddles away. Are you kidding? That thing must have had.
That falls into the third category.
it could be. But we've had, it's just, you're right. What causes that? And they had one on the other day. This guy put his cat on YouTube. He says, I love my cat. And my cat is such a nice cat. And you look at the cat, it's got just a different kind of face, but it was kind of like a really big eyes and a happy face. And this thing went viral.
People
are going, this is the only way I can get through my day. I'm an electronic engineer. I come in, I click on this, and I'm looking at your kitty. And they had like, it on, they had it on the news the other day. The guy's stroking, and the cat's kind of looking around.
This is the goldfish theory. What about, there? Is it Bob? I mean, you know, you're a tech guy. Isn't there some kind of site that you go to and you just watch the goldfish in the bowl?
Oh yeah, and there's fire videos. But I think as far as the viral videos go, there's a bit of herd instinct, wrapped in with all
right,
of this.
Right.
And there are common themes that, that we as humans react to. But it's an interesting phenomenon that's still not completely understood.
And one
nor,
of the things,
maybe
this,
should it be?
This talk is actually going to share about the importance of tastemakers. So, you know, a lot of viral videos, you know, maybe 100 people see them for the first 2 months that they're posted on YouTube. But then one person who's, you know, got a billion followers on Twitter or whatever it is, who is influential, actually then posts something about it. And they become a tastemaker. They kind of set the standard for a lot of people who think along similar lines as they do, whatever lines those are.
Whatever
so that's one of the secrets.
Yeah, whatever
well, it varies
lines
a lot. Okay, yeah. My favorite recent YouTube was the guy who was doing the downward dog yoga at his house, and his chihuahua was matching his poses. It was so cute. Right next to him, doing the downward dog and then all these other ones. He would watch his master and then replicate or copy his movements. It was adorable.
Okay, we got to take a break. But my favorite was, if you remember the song, Call Me Maybe?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay, now I remember the Olympic swim team made that, did a parody of it. And it was just, I mean, who knows how many views it had. The Miami Dolphin cheerleaders did it. But a number of soldiers or sailors in Afghanistan copied their every move.
Oh, geez.
And somebody made one, so they're side by side in the YouTube. And you talk about funny. I mean, the girls are shaking their pom poms. The guys are shaking mop heads. This one girl is kind of runs her hand along her waist with, and she had one, her, Miami Dolphin cheerleader thing on. The guy runs his hand along the waist of 40 millimeter grenades. Along
side
that.
By side.
Side
yeah.
by side. And you're saying, they're thinking it's a whole thing, and it is just hilarious. And at the end, hey, we really thank the Miami Dolphin cheerleaders for helping morale out over here in Afghanistan.
Well, we've gotten a little off the subject, but not really, because there's a special, person that's going to be speaking, this Saturday, between 2 and 5, along with some other great speakers. Rachel Hatch is here to tell us more about what, we're going to be seeing. This Saturday for TEDx. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake and gently tuning in on you.
For Glenna, here's Mary with another healthy minute from Enterprise Health Foods, 1380 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Enterprise Health Foods, serving the natural health needs of our community for over 28 years.
The term stress refers to any reaction to a physical, mental, social, or emotional stimuli requiring a response or alteration to the way we perform, think, or feel. Stress is an unavoidable part of life, resulting from many things, even lack of sleep and physical illness. Stress can cause many physical and psychological symptoms, including fatigue or loss of energy. At Enterprise Health Foods, we can provide solutions to help you overcome these problems. Maintaining energy is essential to the quality of life. Come in to see us soon. We are located at 1380 Hartnell Avenue, or call 222-4404. That's 222-4404. This is Mary in for Glenna from Enterprise Health Foods, reminding you that your health is your wealth.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's going to be a beautiful day with temperatures around 60 degrees.
This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. And, of course, they are the North State's nutrition experts, Joe and Vicky and all of the crew down there. They're located right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 221 Locust Street, or give them a call, 244-9141. Now, they're having classes there once a month on health and different aspects of health and eating and this. They just started that, and we're going to be talking more about that in the near future. Orchard Nutrition.
All right. So we've been talking about an event. We'll get there in a second, but also on Saturday, the Taste of Thailand. It's a fundraiser for the Shasta County Library Foundation. I had, Peggy Olay and, Megan on, my show Thursday night, and it's really wonderful what the Shasta Library Foundation does. It's at 6 p.m., and this is happening at the Holiday Inn, a Taste of Thailand. If you get the Searchlight, check out what the menu is going to be incredible. It's specifically, James Leedy who's the chef there, has put together a different stations that are going to have, Thai food. Carl and I are emceeing, and of course, it's a wonderful fundraiser, for the Shasta Library Foundation. Tickets are $75 a person, and today is the deadline, so we'd love to see you there, 246-0146. Go to Taste of Thailand, but before you go there, if you're really thinking about expanding your mind further, TEDx Reading, again, is doing a special showing at the, Cascade Theater in Reading, and Rachel Hatch is here to tell us more about the event.
Yeah, I meant to say earlier that we started doing this in 2011, really, and we started with, we partnered with Enjoy, you know how they do that Movies in the Park series,
yeah, sure.
And we got to use that jumbo screen that they have and show, you know, TED Talks on the promenade downtown. So it's important to us that this is a downtown kind of event. We're really excited to be back here. And then in February of last year, we did an event at Old City Hall, which sold out, and we ended up doing a live stream kind of overflow in the downtown Shasta College campus area. So we're on track to sell out again this year, and we're focusing on just the lower floor of the Cascade because we want it to feel like it's one room, one shared experience, being able to facilitate conversations between people and the audience.
Oh, well, good, because the Cascade holds 900, and I think downstairs is 5.
Yeah.
Six something.
Yep,
so get your tickets now. Again, you go to the Cascade Theater box office. Mm-hmm. Give us one more time before we head out, who the speakers are.
So speakers are, range from musicians like Shasta Tycho and Tracy Manuel to technology experts like Dan Scollin, who looks at GIS mapping, this kind of tech layer of mapping. He's out at Shasta College. And all the way to people who are studying the natural world, like Paul Kreffel, who was a park ranger basically for years. Now he's an educator, and he's going to share about lessons from nature.
Okay.
All right, Rachel.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today. This
TEDx
is a great event.
TEDx this weekend, Saturday, September 7th, at 2 to 5 in the Cascade Theater.
That's right. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages in the news with Ted Leidy.
Thanks, Rachel.
About how to keep yourself safe in this type of atmosphere when releasing more and more prisoners. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama keeps pushing punishment for Syria for using chemical weapons.
I didn't set a red line. The world set a red line.
And the president in Sweden defends his call for military action. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live in Stockholm.
Dave, Syria overshadowing President Obama's meeting with Sweden's prime minister here in Stockholm today. The president on what he's calling for against the Assad regime.
Targeted at the specific task of degrading his capabilities and deterring the use of those weapons again.
The president says the international community can't ignore that chemical weapons were used in Syria. Tomorrow he heads to Russia and the G20 summit in St. Petersburg. Dave?
Jessica, Russian President Putin is against U.S. intervention and hopes for serious discussions with President Obama at the summit. There's a move on Capitol Hill to authorize an attack. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Senate.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will take the first step. That panel beginning to craft a use of force resolution.
It is tightly tailored. By having a time frame in it.
Committee Chairman Democrat Bob Menendez and Ranking Republican Bob Corker drafting a plan with a 90-day limit that strictly prohibits boots on the ground, but the Senate resolution has already hit a big setback. Republican Senator John McCain says he will not support the authorization unless it provides greater support to the Syrian rebels. Dave.
Jared, a stabbing this morning at Spring High School outside Houston, Texas. A 16-year-old boy was life-flighted to a hospital. Students were tweeting pictures of blood trails and hallways, two people taken into custody. Ariel Castro is dead just a month or so into his life sentence, plus 1,000 years for kidnapping three women, raping them, and holding them captive for about a decade. He killed himself last night in Ohio.
This was a cowardly act. This man is a coward.
That man lives in Castro's old neighborhood. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Next time you drive, think about this.
Texting while driving has replaced drunk driving as the leading cause of accidents and deaths among teen drivers. That from government reports that show that texting at a minimum takes our eyes off the wheel for almost 5 seconds. That's the distance of a football field at 55 miles per hour.
Just a stupid response like LOL can take lives.
Stephen Williams with the National Driver Training Institute. There are no federal laws on the books, but most states have bans. Smartphone apps have also been created to stop texting while driving. But experts say it's really up to you.
And unfortunately, that's going to be the key.
Advice especially to parents whose kids watch you drive with one hand on the wheel and the other on a cell phone. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Bradley Manning is seeking a presidential pardon for leaking all that classified information to WikiLeaks. Manning is serving a 35-year prison sentence at Fort Leavenworth and says he now wants to be known as Chelsea, living as a female. Why is the sky still so dark, Mama? That's what a little boy in China keeps asking.
A 6-year-old boy arrives at the hospital, his eyes gouged out. The boy's father says someone grabbed the boy in the street, took him into a field, and then cut out his eyes with some sort of tool. He was later found wandering, his eyeballs discovered on the ground. Doctors say The boy's condition is stable, but there's nothing they can do to restore his sight. Now, police in northern China believe the attacker may have been the boy's aunt, who shortly after the attack apparently threw herself into a well. No word on the motive, but the boy's parents say they're unable still to tell him he'll never see again. In the Asia Bureau, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
An atheist family is going to the Supreme Court in Massachusetts trying to ban the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools, appealing a state judge's claim that rejected their claim that the words under God violate the students' or atheists' rights. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is September the 4th, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Good morning, everybody. We've got a lot of stuff going on, but let's start off with, Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, the major averages remain positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 84 points at 14,918. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 1648. And the NASDAQ Composite has advanced 29 points at 3,642. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Micron Tech up $1.03 at $15.04, Microsoft down 63 cents at 31.25, Facebook up 23 cents at 41.64. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 14 cents at $20.83. North Valley Bank down 51 cents at 1871. Bank of Commerce off a penny at $5.39. Turning to commodities, gold is down $22 an ounce at $1,389. Silver off 91 cents at $23. Crude oil down $1.22, trading at $107 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. And we'll hear again from our Wells Fargo experts at 9:10. Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you doing on this lovely Wednesday morning? We're going to have temperatures around 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 61. Thursday tomorrow looks like it's going to be around 87. Mostly clear tomorrow night with temperatures around 61. And then Friday's 94. So we, again, have this fabulous forecast for the week. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Chef John Stadelli, one of our favorite places to go. You know what? I'm so excited. I'm feeling really rested today, and I'm going to take my first golf lesson in history. I've only played in these stupid tournaments, but I feel stupid playing in these tournaments because I play golf like I'm playing baseball. So anyway, we played 9 holes the other day and I was kind of sore afterwards, but I slept really well because I'm on my new, sleep number bed. With a dual air technology. So I went down a few degrees because my body was super achy and, so I was at, instead of 45, I went down to 40, and I felt like I really slept. That's what I love about being able to go up and down with my numbers for sleep number.
Yeah, and either side of the bed gets their own numbers. Mine, of course, is 35. And Ted, you're here today. How much time do you spend in bed? I mean, I know you're a busy guy, but how much time do you spend in bed?
I probably sleep about 6-7 hours a night.
So you're spending 6 to 7 hours a day in a bed. And so this is what we are getting at, is that you should be in a bed that's comfortable. And if you're overdue for a new mattress, they're having a huge sale on Sleep Number beds. In this final days of the biggest sale of the year, every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599, plus special financing on all beds, and sale ends this Sunday, however. But this is the time to go there. Head to the store that's in the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin shop there. And the professionals that are there will go in there and you will see exactly what number works for you. And these are just outstanding prices on these beds of Sleep Number. We believe in Sleep Number, and otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it right now. Sleep Number beds, again, in the Target Shopping Center right next to the vitamin shop.
All right. So we're excited to have Ted Leidy with us today. And I know it's on everybody's, you know, ammunition, gun laws, release of prisoners, what you do. What do you do in a time of crisis?
And we're going to be talking about that as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. How do you keep your home safe? How do you keep yourself safe? We're going to be talking about that as soon as we get back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers' reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
High school football kicks off this Friday night right here on KCNR 1460. Join me, Nate Abarea, as the Shasta Wolves take on the West Valley Eagles from historic Thompson Field in Reading. Tune your radios to 1460 AM with the hard-hitting action beginning at 7:05. It's the debut of Friday Night Football, the Shasta Wolves and the West Valley Eagles on Reading's new home for high school football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target. Hit me with your best shot.
Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 8:13 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. That's right. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Staycation on the lake. They've got packages to fit any budget. Houseboats, ski boats, party boats, jet skis. Trust me, you'll find some way to have a great time on Lake Shasta. And Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina and Steve and his people are going to ensure that you have a great time. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Hey, on Saturday, Debbie Sprague is, who wrote A Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress disorder, a great book, will be at Barnes & Noble on Churn Creek, Saturday, September 7th at 1 p.m. for a book signing. And I think that if you have not read that book, if you've got anybody in your family that, you know, PTSD plays a part, you need to read this book. And so it's a great book. And also, at 9 o'clock today, starting at 9 o'clock out of Shasta College, the Shasta College Veterans Club is hosting a Veterans Appreciation Day out there. And, the colors will be, marched on at 9:30. They're going to have food out there and the food starts being served at 11, but they are putting this together for our veterans as a Veterans Appreciation Day. Also, of course, is the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue on the 8th. That's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. $8 the day of the barbecue, or you can do a $7 pre-sale, drive through or eat in the park. And one last thing, the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, Rob Burrows, over there, has lost his lease. It was bought by a gentleman out of L.A., who once he saw the museum and he talked to Rob and found out that he had served, raised the rent there, according to a source I've heard, and raised the rent to $6,000 a month, which was quite a bit more than what he was paying. And, we can't pay that. Well, he says, well, you've got to get out now. They've turned the power off and you have to be out by 9/11.
Sure.
Okay. A 9/11. You have to be out by 9/11. And so you can imagine some consternation there. Rob needs some help getting the museum, moved. So give him a call at 378-2280. 378-2280. I think the museum is open at 9, so if you want to just head on down there with your truck or ways to help, this is a way to do it, and is to go down and help Rob Burrows and his people move this museum since they're being forced out of there by 9/11. There is more information about this and how this happened, but I'm not at freedom right now, or liberty, to talk about it, but we will. Okay. Ted Leidy, my buddy.
All right.
My
good morning.
Fellow instructor here in pistology. Is that right? Pistology?
That's right.
I don't know if that's a word or if I should just be beeped for that.
I think it's a great inspector word. Inspector flipping through his book right now.
Somebody Google
pistology.
That.
Pistology.
Let
yeah,
me know
pistology.
What it means.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. It's pistology. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here with both of you. Thank you for inviting me down today.
Well, you know what? It's that time of the year that we need to talk about, the fact that there's a lot of new laws coming down the pike. We've had Sam Paredes on. We've had a couple others. You teach concealed carry.
Oh, yeah.
And there's in Shasta County, Thomas Senko was on the other day, and the number of concealed carry permits has gone over 5,000. With a number of them in the hopper here to be signed.
Well, I knew it was getting close.
Yeah.
So
he said it's gone over 5,000, and he's got a lot more waiting.
I have a question for you, Ted, and I'm sure a lot of people listening too. Okay, so as you are teaching your classes, what is anything changing with the general outlook or the feeling of people who are wanting to get get their carry permits, but take the classes, like the general landscape?
Well, most people, there are two types of people that come to my classes. First off, the demographic is pretty thin. Usually, they're over 25, 25 to 80, let's say. In fact, I had an 88-year-old man in my class last night at my CCW. renewal class. It was
go
awesome.
Go for it.
Yeah, he was awesome. But there are the group that are just taking the training to take the training, and they don't ever plan on getting a permit. They want it for their home. They want to learn how to use a firearm correctly, effectively, and efficiently. And then there is the group, of course, that are going to get the permit and carry the permit. And there's probably a little small group of that are of the idea that they're not going to be able to get a permit later. But if they get one now, they'll be grandfathered in. So guess what? They're there to get their permit to make sure they have one. I taught CCW renewal last night. Many longtime permit owner, 20, 25 years they've had their permits, and they just continue to renew them. Mm-hmm. So you've got as the criminal demographic grows in the city, which it is, you're also getting a gun carry demographic that's continuing to grow. bad news is the best news to sell advertising. So if you go online or you watch the news, that's pretty much what you get is the bad news.
Yeah, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's right.
And then plus the fact that we're getting ready to release, there is a plan the governor has so that doesn't happen, but 10,000 more prisoners are going to be released on our streets by December. He's trying to put them in out-of-state prisons and renting cot space in the jails. However, his own Democrat control legislature saying, no, that's not the way we want to do it. We want to ask for an extension. They've already turned down all the extensions. So that could be another 10,000 felons. And they've supposedly released the first 40,000 were the best of the worst. So that yeah. leaves us with some that are not going to be really good. They come back to the county that they were tried in. And Shasta County, it's tried a lot of criminals. So we'll get our percentage back here.
Well, and there's no doubt that's going to affect us. You know, when AB 109 first came about a few years back, they said, oh, it's not going to affect us, and they'll be on community supervision and this and that. But I can tell you right now, it has affected this community.
Sure it has.
It's a small community.
And Paletius said that, and Basenko said, this has affected us. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking how to keep yourself safe in this type of, and not to get paranoid.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. There's no, the crime, while it's risen, there's no reason to think that you're going to have thugs break in your house, every minute of the day. However, you need to take precautions and you need to be able to do the things that keep you safe in your house and on the street. And we'll be right back talking to Ted Leidy about that.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful 4th of September. I would love it. 63 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by, all right, first of all, our guest is Ted Leidy, and we're going to be talking all about guns, concealed weapons, all that stuff. But this portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite. And, Mike, let me tell you something. Mike and his team are at Estate Granite, did an amazing job on our kitchen, our granite counters. It's a time of trust. Trust and integrity. Go to Estate Granite. Give them a call. 241-7866. They do all kinds of good stuff. Plus he makes a great, what's he call? He calls it a lucky smoker.
That smoker is great. Mike Huber.
He'll be on the range with me this weekend.
Yeah, Estate Granite.
Him and his folks are going to be on the range with me this weekend.
Concealed carry. That's super. Okay, Mike Huber and Estate Granite.
Welcome.
241-7866. Now, one of the things I have to change, I said that our football season, which starts this Friday, it does start this Friday. However, I thought it started at 6. It doesn't. It starts at 7:05. With the pregame show, and then the game starts at 7:30. You'll be able to hear Shasta High School against West Valley, two big teams. That's going to be It's a real good starting game for the year, and we're looking forward to that. Ted Leidy's our guest, and we're talking about the protecting yourself, protecting your property. And Ted, you've had a couple stories here that I really like that Dodge Ram. You drove around.
Yeah.
Did that other guy that stole it, huh?
Yeah. If anybody ever, if for those of you out there that know me, my 87 Dodge Ram Charger, the big black one with the turkey on the front, was stolen on the 12th of August, out of my yard up in Shingletown. I was out of town working, and I came back and it was gone, and I was really upset about it. The automobile was mint. 4x4, two-door SUV, 87, had a cassette player in it when I first got it. You know, I mean, it was really one of those great vehicles. And had some folks up in Shingletown decide they wanted it more than I did while I was gone. And so they took it, and it was gone for a week. Well, when CHP came by to do the report, I told them what kind of vehicle it was, and the officer said, well, when it shows up on the street, I'm sure we'll get a call because, you know, there's only one in maybe 500 big black Dodge Ram Chargers out there. Well, so I get a call a week later from the buyer of my house in Shingletown out of all the people. And he says, hey, I just saw your Ram Charger on the side of the road on Highway 44 near Miller's Farm. So I'm getting ready to go do a class. So I call my mom, who's 68 years old, and her roommate, and they go down to see if this is my truck. Well, it sure is. And they get the Heidi key out from under it, and they open it up, and there's a note on the dash that says, ran out of fuel, be right back. No kidding. So, strategically, it wasn't the best move on their part, but it doesn't matter because it came out okay. They go together up to Shingletown store to buy fuel, to put fuel in it. My mom and a roommate, okay. 68 years old. So by the time they get back, the thief had already got there, started the vehicle, and was dumping the last of his 5 gallons in it to get it down to Reading. And
here comes your 68-year-old mom. She sees it.
And she gets out, and they commenced a flipping out on this guy. Well, he takes off running. He's got a vehicle sitting there waiting on him. And they all get in the vehicle and take off down 44. Well, my mom and her roommate give high-speed chase.
The 68-year-old's
true story.
On the run, chasing the car thief.
You so cannot make this stuff up.
No, you can't make this up at all.
Okay, but mom wins.
She caught him.
How did she do that?
Well, they tried to take some dirt roads, you know, and go cross country, and they ran into a locked gate.
So my mom caught him in her hotshot Camaro.
Did she do a citizen's arrest?
Yeah, no, here's what happened. The guy who actually had stolen the vehicle, foot bails. And of course, at 68, she can do a lot, but she's not catching him. And her roommates,
she's chasing him and throwing rocks at him.
He's pretty sturdy, but they didn't give chase, but they had, the driver and a female occupant of the vehicle. And I won't mention her name, but
their names have been mentioned several times if you go to Shasta mugshots, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. They're on Shasta mugshots.
Several times.
Was that a citizen's arrest then with the people in the car?
They did not call the police. They didn't have time. They didn't know how long it was going to be before a deputy could get there. So So the driver of the car says, hey, man, I'm totally innocent. I just picked these guys up on the road. And here's my name and address. If you don't believe me, come back and find me. So off they go. The truck totally stripped. They took the speakers out of it. The stereo's been cut out. The dash is ruined. I mean, you know, you can imagine, right? They lived in it, filled it full of wood. They wrecked it. There's all kinds of evidence in there. Stolen checks in there, fraudulent checks. You know, EBT, receipts laying around, lots of food. Anyway, but the story gets better. So when we come back, I'll hook you up.
You called the California Highway Patrol.
I called them.
Okay. Now that was when? August what?
That was August 12th. They stole it.
Okay. Have they been by yet?
No.
Oh,
well. No. Oh, wait a minute. Well, this gets better. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Oh, we still got 30
seconds.
Well,
you're
seconds.
Waving your finger there like we gotta go. So.
It was cause that was your wrong finger. He was waving, but I'm not sure he was waving.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, by the way, we did find out that pistolology is not a word. One of our listeners called in, our English professor who guards the things we say says, that isn't a word.
Let's make it up.
If it's if you pronounce it a different way, it has to do with urine tract problems.
Back to Lighty. Let's hear more about your 68-year-old mother.
Calling Highway Patrol. Calling Highway Patrol. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. President Obama in Sweden continuing to push for military force against the Syrian government for using chemical weapons.
In the face of such barbarism, the international community cannot be silent, and that failing to respond to this attack would only increase the risk of more attacks.
President's team in Washington, meanwhile, trying to drum up support in Congress for a strike. Ariel Castro, the Cleveland man convicted of holding three women captive for about a decade, found hanging in his cell last night.
Sources are telling local news that he used a bedsheet to hang himself. The staff immediately performed CPR. He was transferred to the Wexner Medical Facility at Ohio State University, where the final pronouncement of death was made. The county coroner has already performed an autopsy and indeed confirmed that this was a suicide and the cause of death was hanging.
Fox's Mike Tobin. And at a Houston area high school, reports of at least two injured in a stabbing incident. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at Jake at thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi, it's Roger Hedgecock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:34 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, DC Tim, and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. You know what? You love to get your hair cut there. Everybody should get their hair cut at Cypress Square Barbershop. We all do. All right, our guest is Ted Leidy, who we were talking about. We were going to talk about other things. We're getting all these stories where his favorite Dodge Ram Charger truck, is that right?
Yeah.
And it was stolen. Well, not only does his mom find it on the road up there around Shingletown, his 68-year-old mom goes into a high pursuit against the guys that stole it, a high-speed pursuit with her roommate, and they trap him up against the fence. The guy jumps out and runs down the road screaming, leave me alone, leave me alone.
Totally
and
a movie.
So this was August 12th. You've called Highway Patrol a couple times, and nobody quite has made it out there yet. You found all types of evidence in your car.
Oh, it's full of evidence.
Names, EBT receipts, clothes.
Bill of sale. They're trying to transfer the title. I've got four names on the bill of sale.
One of them was in jail last Saturday. And when you called and said, hey, this guy stole my car, they said,
sorry. There's not much we can do about it. The CHP's handling that. Well, that's, you know, it was his probation officer. I called down to probation and talked to his probation officer. He's a real nice guy. But he said, hey, you know, that's not, the system doesn't work like that. And, by the way, he's probably going to be released today. So I went on that system where they tell you when they get released, and he was released about 2 hours later, gone. You know, I don't know where he's at.
Yep. Still in somebody else's car.
Yeah, but he did tell me, you know, yeah, that guy has a little bit of a history.
Oh.
That's all he would tell me, though. He didn't tell me anything else because it's privacy. It's private.
These guys are on the loose. Okay, so, you know, nobody's life was really threatened, but you had personal property damage.
And it can't be fixed because the vehicle, there's just none of them left.
They trashed your vehicle.
Was the vehicle locked?
Yeah, the vehicle's locked.
Oh, so they went in there and did they hotwire it?
No. In my yard? No, it wasn't locked. You know, Shingletown. Come on, man.
The thing is that when Rob Pelletti's on, Chief Pelletti and Sheriff Tom Basingo, come on, they say that they're having all these car thefts, they're having all these things happen, and 50% of the time or more, the vehicles or the homes are left open. There is no breaking in, but.
It's very true, but the bottom line is, it's still a,
it's wrong.
It's still a crime.
It is a crime, and then you found them, and they're really walking around. Now this will be our last story because we want to get into some other stuff, but, you also were in the paper the other day. You and a minister stopped a woman from breaking into her second house of the morning.
Yeah.
And in the ensuing struggle, chased her down the hill.
Oh,
and
man.
So
yeah.
So you just saw somebody breaking into a house, right? I mean, and you live in a nice area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I live in a nice area.
I mean, it's not like you're living like where we are. You're living out there.
It doesn't matter anymore. Right. We have friends that live in nice areas, and people are coming up the green belts and crawling through the yards.
So it does not matter. And so you know, I have a green belt behind the house, and it's a very large one. And she had already allegedly used a razor to cut a screen to get in someone's house nearby, and got caught. And so she left. So the police have been called already, and they were kind of out. They were looking for her, and diligently, I might add. And so I'm washing my truck at 5:40 in the evening, and all of a sudden I see someone out of the corner of my eye, and so I put my hand up like I'm supposed to, and I said, that's close enough. She said, do you have a cigarette? I said, nope, I don't smoke. She said, I have a dollar. I said, I don't smoke. I can't help you. So she goes walking off down the street. Now this is how her lack of decision making ability. Like I'm not going to watch her. So she goes to my neighbor's house, and she knocks on the door, but they can't hear her because they have a big foyer that so they didn't answer the door. So she goes around and looks in all their vehicles, and of course I'm totally interested now. I'm glued on, I'm on point at this point, like a lab, you know. I'm just staring at her. Lisa's looking at me like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, that girl's over there looking in those vehicles. So I grab my binos, which I was carrying in my truck, and I start watching her walk up the street. And she gets to the next neighbor's house, and she knocks on the door, and they're gone. And so she walks into the flower bed and looks inside the house. She picks a few flowers. She walks around, checks the doors on the side of the house, and I'm thinking, I can't believe this is going on right in front of me. And then she walks in the backyard through the open gate. Here we go back to what the sheriff and the chief
open
said.
Gate. Yep, there you go.
She walks into the backyard in the open gate. So I call my neighbor, who is just a phenomenal guy and a local pastor. And I said, there is somebody in our neighbor's backyard. And of course, it takes a little while for that to register. He's like, your backyard? You're my neighbor. I'm like, no, the other neighbor. Look in the other neighbor. You see anybody back there? And I'm standing right in front of the house, and I can see down the garage, and she is checking things and, you know, trying to get windows open and this and that. So he says, let me put my shoes on. I'll be right out. So he comes running out, and he's got a box cutter. He's ready to do business.
A box cutter?
Wait a minute. That only works if you're hijacking your aircraft.
Yeah. So we're
oh
like,
my God, just grab anything, blunt instrument, go ahead.
We're like a couple of Keystone Cops, yeah. You know? So we go rushing into the backyard.
Where's the taser in this thing?
We don't have a taser.
Jeez.
We go rushing in the backyard and stand right there on the deck and look, and we can't find her. And I'm looking around, I'm thinking, there's no way that girl came out of here. I just saw her a second ago, and I'm looking around, and he goes back to the front, and he goes, well, I'm going to check every door and window. She might already be in the house. So we go look, and we check, and all the doors and windows are secure. And I come back, and I'm standing in the backyard, and all of a sudden I look down the hill, and there she is in the bushes, right, standing down the hill. So I kind of give the point to old my buddy there next door. And we go down and commence to trying to, you know, apprehend her. So when she realized that we'd found her, she became pretty aggressive. She wasn't going back to jail.
The
that
vampire
was her
of Reading.
Yeah, she fought like a vampire. It looked like a vampire to me. Because, you know, vampires are little, but they're tough. Yeah. And of course, I had my firearm, so I wasn't getting involved right off the bat. I was kind of standing back and watching. And I had dispatch. I was on the phone with dispatch.
Now, police are coming.
Police are coming.
And they're on their way. So, but the bottom line is after the fight and rolling around on the ground.
She gets up and gets loose and takes off. And makes it through there was a hole in the fence where she knew where that hole in the fence was at.
Right.
She skinned right through it and headed down towards the river.
Like a rat.
Yeah. And so she's heading down towards the river, and I'm on the phone with dispatch running along.
And your blood's pumping, and you're just, how did this
work? We're running out of time here, but on this is that you're able to grab her.
Oh yeah, we got her again.
And here comes the police.
Here comes the police, and they were not nice to her.
They knew who she was immediately.
And yeah, she said, they pointed across the street and said, we think you just tried to break into a house across the street. We're going to haul you up there and have the victim identified.
Two witnesses,
there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, and you know what? I got to tell you, the police, they were on the spot. They were on the spot.
Good to hear.
Shout out to our guys out there.
Absolutely.
And our sheriff's deputies.
And our sheriff's deputies.
We're not shouting out to the CHP right now.
They got a tough job.
Now, she back out on the street?
You know, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? She probably is nonviolent, except the fact that she fought like a vampire.
So yeah.
I'm not sure what that's like. We got to take a break. Our guest, Ted Leidy, we're talking about two little crime. But see, okay, here's two important parts, my friends. One, don't leave your car unlocked and expect it to be
here.
The second thing is that in broad daylight, there will be people out and looking in your neighbor's house or your house to break in.
Oh, yeah.
And if you leave your gates open or your doors open, they are going to get in there. So lock your gates, too.
Do I hear major
Make
stuckage?
Make it harder. Yeah. We'll be right back. Carl in the box.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal,
work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Portion of the show is being brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They have their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit mountshastaspringwater.com. Our guest is Ted Leidy, and we've been having an epic tale, as somebody has said here, an epic tale of what not to do. You have to be involved in your neighborhood. Because this girl that tried to break in, this woman that tried to break in the house, obviously not her first time, it wasn't her first rodeo. But you have to be available, know what's going on around you. So, that's part of what we're talking about, is the, knowing what's going on and how do you keep your house safe? Ted.
Well,
this is one
thing.
Of the things you're also a security expert on,
yep.
On homes and cars and this. Even though, okay, homes, maybe not the car part. But
well, the car part is the best thing you can do for your car if you have a garage is to park it in your garage.
Right.
Okay? I mean, that's almost all.
Would you recommend locking it if it's in the garage? No,
yeah.
I mean, I'm serious.
I would lock it.
So people, if they got in through a side door, just couldn't get in and just go through it.
You may as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt. But if you park on the pad in front of your garage, that's two things are wrong with that. Number one is if someone's casing your house, they know when you're home and when you're not.
Right.
They at least have to look in the garage to see if your car's in there.
Yep.
If you park in the garage. But some people can't park in the garage. So the other thing, the next step is get some surveillance lighting. Get some motion lighting and light your car. It's inexpensive. When somebody approaches your car, the light comes on. That is, again, another 50% of the solution because they're like cockroaches.
Well, you can put sensor lights all around your house.
Sure.
We have. I put them into the alleyway the little, driveway that goes through between my house and the other house and if you're walking down there, it comes on the second you turn into our, that alley there.
Yeah.
And it follows you all the way down. And then if you came through the gate, which is always locked, more security lights come on.
Yeah, absolutely. The security lights are key. Security lights and alarm is where it's at. And lock your gates, of course. But you mentioned something earlier. It is getting to be harvest season. And we're going to be harvesting a lot of medicine here. People are harvesting medicine all over town. And you're going to see a little spike in the property crime and the home invasion crime. You know, you always do every time. Last year we had those home invasions down in Cottonwood and Happy Valley and other places mm-hmm. where, you know, it's like green gold. And if you have $50,000 worth of marijuana laying in your living room floor and somebody knows about it, someone might take a chance and go pick it up.
That's right. And they just had on Channel 7 today, Mike Mangus was flying around looking at the marijuana grows. Now, you think they're out, you know, in the country or out in that area around, you know, Shingletown or they are in town. They are in town, and it showed, I mean, we're talking about lots of marijuana plants. And that is the green gold, like you said. So the idea that people are not going to be breaking in, there isn't going to be home invasions for this is ridiculous. It will happen.
It will happen. And all, in addition, just because of the nature of the business, people are going to be
armed.
And they're going to get in each other's gardens and begin stealing that marijuana. I mean, that's how it works. Everybody knows that's all they talk about during harvest season. They hire non-professional, non-trained guards to sit in those grows to make sure nobody comes and rips them off, and they're armed.
I mean, that's a new type of security with all the things that are going on with legalizing it in other states. Have a security company that guards groves.
Well, as long as it's federal, as long as it's illegal federally, you can't get a bond as a security company to do that. So,
okay, now we have a question here: is if everybody's growing their own, why would you buy it? Because they aren't growing their own. Because growing, I guess, marijuana is not the easiest thing in the world. I mean, yeah, you can make it, but because people would much rather steal from somebody else than do the work themselves, and the people that you're stealing from may not report it to the police.
Not only that,
especially if they've grown it illegally.
Not only that, but the market is out of the region. They're hauling it to Idaho and Nevada and other places.
New York.
Where it's still illegal.
Oh yeah, it's still going
they're
across.
Sending it out to New York. They're using the post office to send the stuff out. So you know, it's a business, but regionally.
They're using the post office?
They're using the post office. Yeah, you could
wrap it up.
You and I'll go have breakfast one day, and we'll go to the post office up in Shingletown in a month. It'll shock and amaze you what it smells like in there.
Shock and amaze. That's easy. I'm shocked and amazed every time I see certain things.
Walk in and just take a deep breath, and you get the munchies.
I looked at the poor people who worked there. I'm like, can you smell that? They're like, we can smell it, but it's none of our business. I'm like, that's
crazy. You mail it? Can you mail a prohibited substance?
No, you can't mail it, but they do still.
Can't mail ammo. Well, no. Let's talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
Plus, it's we have a gun show coming up here, Last Chance Gun Show. We want to talk about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Ted Leidy's our guest. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything. Because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Our last segment here. 8:55 in the morning. It's 62 degrees. It's going to go up to about 89, 90 today. It's going to be a great day. Tomorrow, Big Bike Weekend people are going to be here. That's coming up in October. Big Bike Weekend, and we'll have a couple other surprise guests here. We're talking about a lot of different things. We got a lot of things that we just don't get to that we need to talk about. Lines in the sand. Doug LaMoffa, Congressman LaMoffa, will be our guest on Friday, and we'll be talking about this big vote that's coming up on going to war in Syria. Whether it's a flyover in dropping bombs or cruise missiles, or I think you could handle the whole thing from MIDOT, North Dakota, by sending a
drone.
Tactical nuke there and fix all that. Sure, but yeah. You know what? It just raises other problems. Our guest Ted Leidy, and we were talking about we've had epic stories of things that have happened criminal wise, but how to keep your house safe. The last thing I want to talk about, we're going to have a gun show. Last Chance Gun Show. And the reason it's called Last Chance Gun Show, it's kind of a play on words, but they're passing so many laws. And it looks like they're on the verge of passing out of appropriations. I mean, anything from no lead bullets to, registering every weapon you have, not being able to have a magazine over the, over 20 rounds. There's 22 bills are trying to pass and then move on to the governor. Called the Last Chance Gun Show, so you can come in there and pick up all that stuff that you might not be able to after January. Even though that some of the laws will not take place to the 2015 and 16, there's some that will start in 2014. So,
well, you know, on
November 9th and 10th on Andrew, there'll be a lot more information coming out on that. But if you're interested in having a table there, just give us a call here, 605-4565. Okay, Ted, how do we keep ourselves safe on the street? You're starting to, there's been instances. You know, a policeman can't be on every street corner. We don't want a policeman on every street corner.
No.
So you're walking downtown with Lisa. And what do you do to be aware of what's going on around you? We got like 3 minutes.
Well, first off, you just have to pay attention because it's the individuals who are not paying attention that become victimized. I mean, it's that simple. If you pay attention to what's going on around you, then you don't make a good victim, because no criminal wants to victimize somebody that is not that's paying attention. Because once you begin paying attention and you use a few simple rules, then you don't make a good victim, and they'll move on to somebody else. Rule number one: if somebody makes you uncomfortable, I want you to put your hand up and ask them if you can help them, or just tell them to stop. That'll stop 99% of the people. If I'm standing there having a conversation in my yard, and some guy walks up, I don't know anything about him, but if he walks up, whether he's soliciting, whether he wants a drink of water, whatever, I just automatically put my hand up and say, "Can I help you?" It's nice. It's neighborly, right?
Can I help you? But when you put your hand up, that's what we teach, is put your hand up, and that stops him.
That stops him.
Should stop him.
And so just a few days ago, I'm having a conversation with one of my friends in the yard, and here comes a guy. He's about 18, 19 years old. He looked hot. And it was hot out, and he come walked into the yard, and I put my hand up. I said, "Can I help you?" He goes, "I just want to know if I can get some water in my water bottle." And here's the kind of decision that you have to make. I said, yeah, toss that water bottle over to me and I'll fill it up for you, but don't come in my yard. And he stood there right on the sidewalk. He tossed his water bottle over for me. He was real respectful. I filled up his water bottle. I said, you like Coke? Can I get you a Coke out of my refrigerator? He goes, oh man, I'd really, really appreciate that. So I got him a Coke and I tossed his water bottle back and tossed his Coke back to him and off he went. That's what you have to do because once they get to,
build space in.
That's right. Build space in. That way you get to make decisions.
And be aware of what's around you. Okay.
Be aware of what's around you and give yourself that space to make decisions.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do is, we're going to set up another time for you to come in here because we've run out of time here, and we didn't really get into these parts about how to protect yourself just on the street. And the big thing is being aware of what's going on around you and in your neighborhood. Watch. Be part of that neighborhood watch. Call the police. They want you to call.
Absolutely.
And when you're on the street, holding your hand up and saying stop.
Absolutely.
Give yourself space.
Those law enforcement officials on the ground are doing the best job they can. Trust me. I know how hard they're working.
Ted Leidy, my friend.
My good friend.
From North Cal Firearms Institute. We'll be back tomorrow. Motorcycles and more. We'll be back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? From dragging
me down. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Members of Congress may not be ready yet for the first vote on possible use of force in Syria. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
There's still no word on when there'll be a vote, but for the first time, lawmakers will debate a resolution authorizing use of force against Syria.
As we've all said, I mean, this is one of the biggest issues any senator will ever weigh in on, and let's make sure we do this the right way.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee ranking Republican Bob Corker's resolution limits military action to 90 days. And prohibits ground forces.
You could ask our soldiers, are they ready for another deployment next time in Syria? They'll say not no, but hell sure. No.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul among the opponents of Syrian intervention. And now Republican John McCain warns he won't support the Senate's use of force resolution unless it's coupled with additional support for Syrian rebels. Lisa.
Meantime, Jared, President Obama making his latest pitch from Sweden.
I do have to ask people, well, if in fact you're outraged by the slaughter of innocent